The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies magazines, and we'll begin with this one from Magnolia. This is about holiday garlands. First, create a focal point on your mantle. When approaching holiday decor with a relaxed sensibility, keep in mind that the imperfections of nature are a good fit for this style. Casually swag fragrant boughs of freshly cut evergreens across your mantle for an asymmetrical scalloped effect. Then, using jute or cotton twine and earthen-hued ribbon, garnish with your favorite found or preserved natural items like pine cones and dried citrus. And they are using slices of citrus, not whole fruits. Make a staircase statement. For a timeless take, consider a neatly wrapped garland aesthetic. Columns and stair rails can be carefully swathed in trimmings of boxwood and magnolia combined with pine, cedar, or Fraser fir. For added color, accentuate this classic verdant blend with scarlet berries, dried leaves, and ornaments in gold, rich crimson, or cranberry hues. Experiment with colors that fit into the rest of your home to create a fresh take on a more traditional garland. And wrap around the edges, trim. For a more playful presentation, try informally draping garland across the frame of a window or large cased opening in your home. Start with boughs of greenery, then play up the whimsy with a few fanciful branches of eucalyptus and olive. From there, enhance the look with vintage holiday greeting cards. For even more storytelling, consider adding favorite family photo cards and photographs from Christmases past. Soft white holiday lights can be woven through the combination for an attention-getting finish. From Woman's Day, Pearls of Wisdom. To help you prep for December 15th, Wear Your Pearls Day, Carolyn Forte, Executive Director of the Home Care and Cleaning Lab, reveals how to get your beloved pearl strands to shine brightly. First, skip the soak. Pearls are porous, so they hold on to dust and dirt and easily lose their luster. Whether they're real, cultured, or faux, you must clean them with care. Rule number one is never soak pearls, as doing so can cause the string to weaken and break. Use a brush. Start by laying the strand on a soft cloth. Dip a small, clean makeup brush into a mixture of warm water and a little mild shampoo. Shake off the excess solution and go over all sides of each pearl. To finish, rinse the pearls with a clean, well-wrung out damp cloth. Let the strand dry flat to prevent the string from stretching. Also from Woman's Day, it's okay to judge a snack by its cover. Anything is tastier when dipped in chocolate. Why else could Chocolate-Covered Anything Day, December 16th, exist? This year, indulge the choco lovers on your list with something a little more unexpected. And they give three examples. First, chocolate overload. Introducing chocolate-covered chocolate. Take a bite of cacao bean wrapped in a coating for which every part of the cacao pod, including its fruit and shell, is used. It's Blue Stripes chocolate-covered whole cacao beans, $6 a bag, on bluestripes.com, bluestripes.com. For sweet and chewy, can't decide between something fruity and something chocolatey? Enjoy the best of both worlds with these chewy red fish gummies coated in creamy milk chocolate. It's the nuts.com chocolate-covered red fish, $12 a pound at nuts.com, N-U-T-S. And for the brave, take your taste buds on an adventure with this daring dessert. Crickets are a surprisingly sustainable, protein-packed food that offers a tasty crunch even when doused in dark chocolate. It's Three Cricketeers Dark Chocolate Cricket Clusters, $6.50 a bag at 3cricketers.com. That's the number 3. CRICKETERS.com. Now, if you try these, we're going to want to know, how were they? Also, Women's Day, straight to the point. December 12th is Poinsettia Day. Jim Faust, a professor of floricultural physiology who has studied the plants for decades, reveals some fascinating facts about this holiday staple. First, they come in many colors. Wild poinsettias, native to Mexico and Guatemala, are mostly red, but breeders have introduced variations in pink, yellow, orange, and bright white. They're given a secret boost. To make them beautiful, the beautiful lush plants you see at the store, wild poinsettias are intentionally infected with a bacterium to improve the way they branch. And they're not deadly. The plants have a reputation for being dangerous to pets, but while they could irritate your pet's stomach if ingested, they're not severely toxic. Still, you want to keep your pets away from them. And to keep them looking on point, to help them last as long as possible, protect your plant from cold, give it access to a little sunlight, and keep the soil moist. From Real Simple, be our guest. 'Tis the season for company to come over. Whether you've got a friend passing through for the night or your cousin's whole family descending for a week, here's how to keep them comfy, cozy, and at least somewhat self-sufficient. Because even if you're not quite ready for a crowd, you can make sure every room in the house is. In the entryway, give the people some space. Clear out what you can from the coat closet or hall tree so guests have room to hang their hats, scarves, and puffy sleeping bags or, you know, jackets. Make your shoe stance clear. Shoes on or off. That's up to you, but maybe read the story on... Oops, okay, that's pointing to another article. If you want them off, tell guests and offer them socks or slippers for their comfort. Make sure you have a nearby bench or seat for easy perching. Take drink orders. Travel makes everyone thirsty. Water, wine, or a cocktail can help. Ask your guests if you can get them anything as you welcome them in and they take off their coats. And get a spare key made. If your boarder will be staying for a while or you have separate schedules, this simple hardware store errand will save you from waiting up for them like you're the parent of a teenager. In the living room, have remote instructions ready. For every Apple TV user, there's a Roku one, and buttons are hard. Leave a cheat sheet on the table so nobody has to watch the big game on a tiny phone. Hide your mess and clutter. Vacuum crumbs and pet hair out of the couch cushions and stash books and toys in decorative baskets. Add throws. Everyone's got their own ambient temperature happy place. 68 degrees is the recommended sweet spot. So provide blankets for those who are perpetually cold. And protect your surfaces. If you have a coffee table that stains easily, leave out plenty of coasters and feel free to request that people use them. If your sofa is fancy, use plastic seat covers. Just kidding. Please don't do that. A slip cover will work nicely. For our dogs, we use a blanket that is the exact same color as the sofa. In the bedroom, make the bed simply. There's no need to practice your hospital corners. Just do your best with the top sheet. Then smooth out the duvet and drape a throw at the foot of the bed for an elegant look. When it comes to pillows, 4 is the magic number for a queen or king. You can add a few throw pillows, but don't overdo it. Empty a drawer, or 3, if guests are staying longer than one night. Put lights on dimmers. A plug-in dimmer, around $15 at your local hardware store, will score you major brownie points with guests who are hardcore about sleep hygiene. Setting timers for lights and adding hallway nightlights can also help guide the way. Have outlets available. Don't make guests play the not-so-fun game of, can I unplug this? Plug in a power strip that's just for them in their room. While you're at it, be prepared with an extra phone charger in the extremely unlikely event that guests forget theirs. And test the mattress. If you're putting guests on a sleeper sofa, check whether it's comfy or, you know, has springs that dig into your back. If you're using an inflatable mattress, do you have the pump ready? Will there be a 3 a.m. deflate gate situation? And leave towels in all sizes on the guest bed. People like a washcloth. In the bathroom, set out some toiletries, because even the most organized traveler is bound to forget something. And the least organized is bound to forget many things. Have extras of the most important stuff like shampoo, body wash, and toothpaste. Deep clean the whole space. Most people remember to scrub the toilet bowl and wipe the counters, but it's easy to forget about the stuff only overnight guests will see, like the shower curtain liner. If yours is covered in mildew, try cleaning it with a microfiber cloth and a mixture of warm water and vinegar. If that doesn't do the trick, it might be time to buy a new one. Put extra toilet paper in plain sight. It should be somewhere obvious so guests don't have to hunt for it at an inconvenient time. And provide even more towels. Again, people like a washcloth. In the kitchen, ask some questions in advance. Do any of your guests have a food allergy? Do they prefer almond milk in their coffee? Suss out special diets and specific needs at least a week in advance, then do some strategic grocery shopping. Put the Wi-Fi password front and center. Guests will probably take off their coats, head to the kitchen, and ask for the Wi-Fi in that order. Write your network name and password on a card, sticky note, or piece of paper and hang it on the fridge. If you want to be fancy about it, you can print it out and frame it. Give a quick tour. While take anything you need is a great sentiment, it won't help a hungry house guest in the middle of the night. Show guests where you keep the plates, glasses, and most importantly, snacks. And be ready to brew. This one is vital, so don't skip it. Have the coffee maker plugged in and loaded with grounds and water in case your guests wake up before you do. Got a complicated espresso machine? Give a little demo after dinner before anyone has had too much wine. From Magnolia, all wrapped up. When we take the time to carefully consider how we present our gifts, the act of giving and receiving becomes all the more meaningful. There's nothing quite like that moment when a person receives a gift wrapped with care. Rather than hurried unwrapping, an experience worth savoring unfolds. Eyes glisten with wonder, and wows ring around the room. Whether sentimental or whimsical, brightly colored or natural, creative embellishments can spark delight and make gifts feel even more thoughtful. So go ahead, bring a little of that joy into your here and now as you plan, wrap, and top it off with something special. Surprise and delight. We've heard it before. The gift is in the giving. And that sentiment rings especially true when we go the extra mile, bringing gifts to life with toppers that say we care. Small details can show loved ones all the ways in which we notice them, what they enjoy, and memories shared. Let each of these ideas be a starting point of joy this holiday season, a gift unto itself. First, good old days. These toppers embrace nostalgia by honoring meaningful memories and traditions. Find and print a photo of your recipient or one that represents the year and simply place it on top, tucked under ribbon or secured with tape. All spruced up. Go for an organic look with natural, outdoor-inspired elements. Using twine, you can attach small grapevine wreaths styled with dried florals and cinnamon sticks or dried orange slices. Or tape on a freshly cut greenery sprig or two for a simple yet lovely breath of fresh air. And oh, what fun! Whimsical, playful, and best of all, homemade gifts wrapped with bright colors, Christmas lights, and jingle bells add an extra layer of warmth and personalization and leave a lasting impression. From Better Homes and Gardens, making connections. Carving out meaningful time with friends and family is important during the busiest time of the year. Here are our favorite ideas. For many years, we lived far away from family, and if the weather was nice enough, we would meet up with our dear friends, our local chosen family, for a short hike between the cozy morning ritual of opening gifts with our kids and the hubbub of cooking a Christmas Day feast. It was lovely to get outside and spend some relaxed time together without any of the pressures of hosting. And that's Oma Blaze Ford, executive editor at Better Homes and Gardens. Another, one of my favorite holiday traditions of the last few years has been foregoing tangible Christmas gifts in favor of purchasing a shared experience. With that in mind, I've been buying my mom, sister, and myself a wreath-making class in early December. It's a long afternoon of crafting and chit-chatting, and we each go home with a beautiful wreath. It's become something we look forward to every year, and no one misses the package on Christmas morning. And that's Katie Kick Condon, the home editor. One year, we started a weekly canasta club with friends, and that was Stephen Orr, the editor-in-chief. Even though it sometimes takes a darn miracle to pull off anymore, the moms on our cul-de-sac try to get together for dinner with our grown kids the week between the holidays. And that was Jan Miller, the food editor. December here in Oregon is also the tail end of fall mushroom foraging season, so we pull together an all-ages traipse through the misty woods to look for lobster mushrooms and chanterelles before everybody goes into hibernation mode. And that was Emily Teal, the food editor. And every day my sisters and I share via text our results on the New York Times mini crossword and the Wordle. I think I'll look back at our end-of-the-year scores, quickest time for the mini and fewest guesses for Wordle, and award the winner a little prize just for fun. And that was Diana Dickinson, the features editor. From Good Housekeeping, what foods are best for fighting fatigue? All foods provide energy in the form of calories, but the way this energy is delivered and how it affects your body can vary greatly depending on the nutrients in the food. For example, many snacking go-tos tend to be excessively high in sugar and caffeine, which offer a temporary boost of energy, followed by the dreaded crash. Instead, look for whole foods with a mix of fiber and protein. These can help stabilize blood sugar levels, so the combo is ideal for providing sustained energy and keeping you fueled all day. Also, keep in mind that fatigue may be caused by slight dehydration. Along with getting enough water, try these swaps for a midday energy boost. Instead of potato chips, try popcorn. It's fiber-packed and can slow digestion and keep energy high. GH Seal Star Jolly Time Simply Popped has just a few ingredients and great flavor. Instead of energy drinks, sparkling matcha. For a caffeine boost without jitteriness and the subsequent crash, try matcha. The L-theanine in it can help slow caffeine absorption to even out the energy lift. Instead of pretzels, go peanuts. Pretzels have little nutritional value and are a highly processed carb that can raise blood sugar levels considerably. Good Housekeeping nutritionist approved Hampton Farms in-shell peanuts are a perfect swap with 7 grams of energizing protein per serving. Instead of juice, go smoothie. Though both options can be high in sugar, juices are devoid of fiber, whereas smoothies use the whole fruit, incorporating all its nutrients. Add a protein when possible. And instead of a boxed cereal, go oatmeal. Many cereals and granola products are highly processed and packed with added sugar. Oats contain soluble fiber, excellent for blood sugar control and combating fatigue. You can prepare oatmeal yourself or add fruit to sweeten a packet of the unflavored kind. From Woman's Day, bake a batch of ornaments. In a mixing bowl, combine 4 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 cup of salt, and 1.5 cups warm water. Knead until the dough is firm and smooth. Roll out the dough, then create shapes with cookie cutters, then use a straw to poke holes for hanging. Bake at 300 degrees until dry, about an hour, and cool completely. You can use a pretty string or ribbon through the holes to hang them on your tree. From Good Housekeeping, in-season cranberries. These tart berries shine when paired with sweet ingredients, offering a satisfying contrast. Here are our Test Kitchen holiday-ready ways to enjoy them. Glazed meatballs in a blender, puree 1/2 cup each fresh or frozen cranberries and apricot preserves, 2 tablespoons each apple cider vinegar and water, and 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt until smooth. Strain into a small saucepan, add 1.5 teaspoons Aleppo pepper, and cook on medium, stirring occasionally until thickened, 7 to 10 minutes. Meanwhile, cook 1 20-ounce package frozen turkey meatballs per package directions. Toss with glaze and serve sprinkled with chopped cilantro. Next one is cranberry fool, F-O-O-L. In a small saucepan, combine 1 cup fresh or frozen cranberries, 2 teaspoons orange zest, and 1/4 cup each orange juice and pure maple syrup. Simmer until cranberries have burst and the sauce thickens, 12 to 15 minutes. Smash cranberries using a fork or potato masher. Let cool. Whip 3/4 cup heavy cream until medium peaks form. Fold in 1/2 of cooled cranberry compote, then gently fold in the remainder. Serve in glasses and top with ginger snap cookies, which have been crushed. And a smash cocktail. In a small saucepan, simmer 1/2 cup fresh or frozen cranberries, 1/2 cup water, 1/4 cup sugar, 2 tablespoons fresh ginger chopped, and 1 cinnamon stick smashed for 10 minutes. Let cool to room temp, then strain. In a shaker, muddle 2 tablespoons fresh or frozen cranberries with 2 tablespoons cranberry ginger syrup. Add 2 ounces of bourbon, fill with ice, and shake until cold. Strain into rocks glasses filled with ice, top with orange seltzer, which has been chilled, and serve with a slice of orange. From Magnolia, some sweets for the sweet, peppermint fudge. Prep time and cook time are both 10 minutes. Chill time is 4 hours, and this makes 45 squares. We need butter, softened, 4 cups sugar, 1 12-ounce can evaporated milk, 3/4 cup of butter, 12 ounces semi-sweet chocolate chips, 12 ounces bittersweet chocolate chips, 1 7-ounce jar of marshmallow cream, 1/2 teaspoon peppermint extract, and 1 cup crushed peppermint candies. Line a 13-by-9-inch pan with foil, allowing the foil to hang over the edges of the pan. Butter the foil with the softened butter. Combine sugar, milk, and the 3/4 cup butter in a large, heavy saucepan. Cook and stir over medium-high until boiling. Reduce heat to medium. Continue cooking and stirring 10 minutes. Remove from heat. Add chocolate chips, marshmallow cream, and peppermint extract, stirring until melted and smooth. Beat by hand 1 minute. Pour fudge into prepared pan. Sprinkle with crushed candies. Cover and chill at least 4 hours. Use foil to lift fudge from the pan, cut into squares. Store in an airtight container in the fridge for up to 3 days. How about peppermint patties? Prep time is 20 minutes, chill time 1 hour, freeze time 15 minutes. It makes 28 to 30 patties. We need 2.5 cups powdered sugar, 2 tablespoons plus 1 teaspoon shortening, 2 tablespoons light colored corn syrup, 2 teaspoons peppermint extract, 2 teaspoons water, 12-ounce bittersweet chocolate chips. Combine the powdered sugar, 2 tablespoons shortening, corn syrup, peppermint extract, and the water in a bowl. Beat on low until combined. The mixture will be crumbly. Lightly knead in a bowl until smooth. Shape the dough into a 1.5-inch diameter log that is about 7 inches long. Wrap in plastic wrap. Chill 1 hour. Use a serrated knife to cut the log into 1/4-inch thick slices. Arrange slices on a tray lined with waxed paper. Freeze for 15 minutes. Meanwhile, combine chocolate chips and the remaining 1 teaspoon shortening in a small bowl. Microwave in 30-second intervals until melted and smooth, stirring between intervals. Use a fork to dip each slice into melted chocolate, allowing the excess to drip off. Place dipped patties on the tray. Store in an airtight container in the fridge up to 5 days. Double chocolate peppermint pie. Prep time 15 minutes. Bake 5. Cool 1 hour. Chill 3 hours. Makes 8 servings. We need nonstick cooking spray. 5 ounces chocolate wafer cookies crushed. 6 tablespoons butter melted. 3/4 cup sugar. 2 8-ounce packages of cream cheese softened, 1 tablespoon peppermint extract, 1.5 cups heavy cream, red food coloring, optional, high-quality hot fudge sauce, and 1/4 cup crushed peppermint candies. Preheat oven to 375. Lightly coat a 9-inch pie plate with cooking spray. In a bowl, stir together the crushed chocolate wafers, butter, and 1/4 cup of the sugar. Press into the bottom and up the sides of the prepared pie plate and bake 5 minutes. Cool completely on a wire rack. Beat cream cheese and peppermint extract in a medium bowl on medium until combined. Combine heavy cream, the remaining 1/2 cup sugar, and desired amount of food coloring in a chilled bowl. Beat on high until stiff peaks form. The tips stand up straight. Add a spoonful of whipped cream to the cream cheese mixture. Stir to combine and lighten mixture. Add cream cheese mixture to the whipped cream. Fold to combine. Spoon filling into the pie crust. Chill pie 3 to 6 hours or until cold. Serve the same day the pie is made. Drizzle with hot fudge sauce and sprinkle with candies before serving. And a tip, gel food coloring is much thicker than liquid food coloring, and it provides more intense color. Use 1/8 teaspoon gel coloring or 15 to 18 drops of liquid for a light pink colored filling. From Better Homes and Gardens, a Hawaii coffee spice blend. A lovely addition to coffee grounds before brewing, this Yemenite spice blend can also be used in baked goods. 5 minutes, start to finish. You need 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon, 1 teaspoon ground cardamom, 1 teaspoon ground ginger, 1 teaspoon freshly grated nutmeg, and 1 teaspoon ground cloves. Combine all ingredients and store in an airtight container. Use 1 teaspoon spice blend added to coffee to ground coffee when brewing 8 cups of coffee. And from Women's Day, Manischewitz Punch. This serves 12. In a large bowl, combine 1 regular-sized bottle Concord Grape Manischewitz. This is available in grocery stores near the wines. 4 clementines, sliced. 1.5 cups fresh orange juice. 1/2 cup ginger liqueur. 2.5 tablespoons grated peeled fresh ginger. And 1/4 cup fresh lemon juice. Serve over ice. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Mags. Please be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latchaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content is intended for people who are blind and print impaired and is available as a podcast on our website, ncreadingservice.org. For comments and questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.